Well, it's great to have you, Pastor Fedeli, here with us today. And you've accomplished a lot in your life by the introduction there. I know that you're a man of prayer. I want you to talk to me about prayer, what prayer is doing in your life, because this is a prayer broadcast. And we're just giving a nationwide call, actually a worldwide call, for people to pray for revival in America. But we know that prayer is the key. So talk to me about prayer.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very, very much, my brother, for giving me this opportunity. You know, and I just pray that the Lord will bless your ministry. He will bless the work of your hand. He will prosper what God has committed into your hand. When we are talking about prayer, prayer is as potent as God is, because true prayers put God to work on behalf of man. When we who are called by the name of God, when we pray, God moves on our behalf and does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Do you want to succeed in life? Do you want a complete turnaround in your situation? Do you want to succeed in the master's business? Then every believer must rise up and pray at this very, very moment. God cannot do anything for any man until that man has prayed effectively. God is rendered helpless to help a man who cannot pray. The limitation of man's prayer is limited to which God can help him. Do you know what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. What he says he will do when we pray, he will do it. He says when we pray, he said he will hear us, he will forgive us, and he will heal our land. Not only our families, but he will heal our land and heal us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. This is what God is telling us from the word. Infallible word of God that can never change. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. That means in the place of prayer, when you ask anything in the name of Jesus, you will receive answer. It says, seek, you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The caveat is verse 8. It says, everyone, whether you are a Jew, you are a Gentile, whether you are a black, whether you are a white, it doesn't matter from any part of the world you are in. It says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. So God's ears are open to us if you can only pray. But the problem is we are so busy with so many things that have nothing to do with God, that have nothing to do with our life. We are running around like a chicken with the head cut off. And we are not sitting on the lap of the Master, pouring our hearts to the Lord and saying, God, help me. God, assist me. God, heal our land. Instead, we are beating each other up with our political agenda, with our biases, which has no relevance whatsoever to what God can do. There is a man of God I love so much. His name is Samuel. Do you know what Samuel said in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23? 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. He says, this is what I will do. He says, God forbid that I will sin against God if I cease to pray with you. So failure to pray is a sin. So therefore, if you are a child of God, if you have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, if your name is written in the book of life, the time is now for us to pray. Samuel said, God forbid that I don't pray for you. God forbid that if I don't pray for you, I will sin against God. So God is calling every believer. And this is what I do, minimum 2 hours every day. I go before the Master to to ask him, God, I love you. God, I honor you. God, I respect you. I hallow your name. There is none like you. You are the mighty God. You are the great God. You are the great I am. The God that can dry the Red Sea. The God that can bring fire on Mount Carmel. The God that can raise the dead after being dead 4 days. You are wonderful. You are, when you worship the Almighty God,
Pastor,
before you know it, you are lost in awe.
Pastor Fedeli. How is a man that leads such an enormous ministry have the opportunity or the time to pray for 2 hours a day? How does that happen?
Do you know what? That's what makes work of God difficult, because we never go to the master to ask him what he wants us to do. If I pray for 2 hours a day, it makes the life easy for me. Every obstacle becomes a stepping stone unto glory. When you can tell God, God, what do you want me to do today? When you spend time before God and you worship him, you adore him, you magnify him, you ask him, God, what do you want me to accomplish today? Then life is not going to be frustrating. You go on about your life laughing and worshiping God. Any man that can bow before God in the morning, every circumstance in life bow to him.
Yeah.
Sir, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have stress. Why? Because Jesus Christ is my burden carrier.
Yes.
If I can just lay before him and say, God, take care of my problem. I can't do it myself. Guess what? Work is easy. Life is easy. If you can only pray, sir. That is the solution.
I believe that. That's how I started
do
out.
Do you know that my father in the Lord, Pastor Adeboye in Nigeria, pray minimum 6 hours every day. Minimum.
Wow.
6 hours every day. And do you know what? That is why we see unprecedented miracles. Millions gather in the camp in Nigeria for the past 20 years. The crowd has not diminished. Why? Because a man that can bow before God, we see that everything in life bow before him. That is the secret, sir. Prayer is the power that God is waiting for. He asks us to knock, the door will open. So the time to pray is now.
Yes. Well, I know that, Pastor Fedeli, that we are a force in the earth as a church, but somehow the church has discontinued to pray. How can we wake up the church to pray?
It has to start from us as individuals. When I, as an individual, I can pray. When I, as the head of my family, can call my wife, we pray together. When I, as a head of a family, can call my wife and my children to pray. When I, as a pastor, can make sure that our number one priority is prayer. When we can do that, the church will wake up. We cannot just stand on the pulpit and ask people to pray, and we are going around eating hamburgers, you know, washing it down with Frosty and eating some fries. It's not going to be possible.
Right.
The world will not pray if we, as an individual, we don't pray. So the problem or the solution starts with us as pastors, as leaders. When we pray, then our family will pray. When the family pray, the church will pray. And when the church pray, the world will bow and confess that Jesus is Lord.
Well, I certainly agree with that. It's good to have Pastor James Fedeli with us today. And I've heard about some of your prayer meetings, and I've even heard about 542.
Yes, sir.
And
grace of God, the 542 is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 42. We are going to start to pray starting January next year. We are going to start to pray for 1 hour. We are going to have an 800 number where we are calling the army to come together. Our problem is that we refuse to ask God for solution. We've refused to pray to God to help us as a nation. And as a nation, we are going to hell in a basket. And all we are calling every child of God to do is that effective next year, starting from January 1st, we are calling us to pray 5:42 a.m. We are going to make the 800 number available to you, sir, so that you can put it on the line. If you're in the East Coast, 5:42, 1 hour. If you're in the West Coast, 5:42, 1 hour. If you're in the Central Time Zone, 5:42, we are going to pray for 1 hour. And we are calling the people of God to come together to seek the face of God, to pray for this nation so that we can work together so that revival can come upon America, so that God can heal our land. It's so important that we pray, because if we don't pray, we are going to be carrying our problem on our head. But the Master told us in Matthew 11:28, he says, cast all your care. He says, all you that are heavy laden, all you that are stressed out, all you that are tired, come unto me. Cast your cares on me, for I'm lonely, I'm meek, and I will heal, I will take care of your burden. That's what God is asking us to do. So we are calling the army to come together starting January 1, you know, so that we can pray for 1 hour, 5:42 to 6:42 a.m. every day, except Sunday, you know, so that we allow people to get ready for church. We are calling the army. Let's come together and seek the face of God so we can see revival, so that we can work together as brothers and we can move the hand of God to move our nation, to move our family. The devil is winning the war, and we are going to ask the devil no more. This is where, how far you can come. We are pushing the enemy backward, because we, as a child of God, we are rising up to our to our responsibility.
Yes.
That is asking God. When we pray, things happen.
I believe that, and I'm laughing right now, because from 1990 until 1998, my wife and I, we led long-term revival meetings, or prayer revivals, and we started at 5:42 every morning. So it's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing, this 5:42, and I'm laughing, and people would gather with us. We did this for 8 years. We would go into church and stay for weeks, months at a time, calling people to pray at 5:42 in the morning, and then we also had 5:42 in the afternoon. So I'm amazed. Amen. We've not talked about this, but I'm amazed, and I would love to join you. Give us the number that people can write down.
I'm yet to come up with the number.
Oh, you don't have
a
number.
Give
me your web website so people can go to that and they can stay in touch with you.
Okay, sir. The web number, the web is www.rccgna.org.
Okay.
rccgna.org. And if you want to call us right now, you know, because we are live online, my office number is 903-920-0460. We have somebody live on the line right now who will answer your call.
Okay.
903-920-0460. That's my office number. But effective by January 1st, what we are going to do is we are going to make 800 number available to everybody so you can call. And with anybody that desires to pray, anybody that wants to seek the face of God, anybody that is saying enough is enough for the enemy taking our territory, we are capturing our territory back, the enemy will bow. Starting January 1st, starting 5:42 a.m., you want to pray for 1 hour. And when we see the response, we go to the afternoon, 5:42 in the afternoon, to seek the face of God. And we are going to see revival. I'm excited already about God, because God is excited about what is going to happen in the land.
Yes. Well, I'm amazed, and I certainly concur that we must pray, and I will be posting your information also, and continue to give your information to our listeners. Pastor, so good to have you, and I want you to conclude today here on BPN Radio. I want you to conclude today by just saying a prayer. However you want to pray, just pray, and it's a delight to have you on today.
Yes, sir. Our Father and our God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my brother with the radio ministry that is opening it up for believers to call in, one of the sanctified and blessed ministries in America. This is one of the ministries that God is so delighted in. Father, we bless your name. God, there is none like you. You are the God of our life. We want to thank you for the breath, for the air we breathe. We want to thank you for the food that we eat. We want to thank you for the ability even to dress ourselves. We want to thank you that we can talk, people can hear. We want to thank you, Father, that you can smell. Oh, God, there is none like you. You are the God of the heavens and the earth. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We worship you, we honor you, we bless you, that throughout this year, you have been our help. Thank you, Father, for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. We want to thank you for December. And if you tarry, oh God, we know we are going to see the end of this year. We are not going to pass away with the year. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, we pray for all believers in America, oh God, that you will help us, that you will increase us, that we draw our hearts back to you, oh God, that you will help us to fall in love with Jesus over and over and over again. Mighty God, we are praying, oh God, that you send revival into the land. We are dying, oh God. Our sin is killing us, oh God. But Father, we are praying by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will send revival into the land. You will send revival to America, oh God, so that the sleeping giants will wake up, so that our churches will wake up to their responsibilities, so that we run away from sin. We can live a holy life. We can live a holy life. Our marriages can be together. Our life can be together. Our church will preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we are praying for the nation of Israel. You said, blessed is the man that pray for the land of Israel, because they are going to be blessed. Father, we are praying for the land of Israel, O God, that you will bless the land, because it's the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let it be well with Israel as a nation, O God. Father, send revival to the land in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we are proposing and we are praying that when we are going to start the praying army in January, start with us, O God. Create that fast in our heart, O God, so that we can pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that this day shall be an excellent day. It shall be a great day, a day of joy, a day of favor, a day of open heavens in the name of Jesus. And everyone, oh God, that is listening to this radio ministry, touch their life. Bring them back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because we are God that answers prayer. We thank you because it is done, because we have prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Fedeli, for being on with us today on this Friday. And we'll be talking more about your prayer ministry, what God is going to do next year at 542. Hope to have you back soon.
Amen.
God bless you for being on today.
God bless you, my brother. Please, I will keep in touch. Please keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
God bless you, my brother. Bye, sir.
Bye-bye.